That force is known as microwave radiation. Microwaves have been around since the beginning of time. In fact, it was the lingering presence of microwave radiation left over from that beginning that helped scientists confirm the Big Bang. That's the theory, not the TV show. One of the first practical applications of microwaves came during World War II and the invention of radar. Maglab researcher Terry Dubroca says a peculiar characteristic of microwaves soon led to their being the basis of another invention after the war.
If you scan the frequencies in the microwave region, you'll see their absorption peaks. That means they are a frequency that do not work. And it just happened to be that's because there's the moisture in the air. And so for radar, you want your microwave to go and come back. So you avoid those frequencies that are absorbed by the water. And then I guess somebody was clever enough to think, oh, what if I do the opposite? I picked a frequency where it's absorbed by the water and I'm using that to boil water. And why not eat food? And that's how a microwave oven came about.
In fact, the very first microwave ovens made by the Amana company were called radar ranges. Microwaves are also useful in communications. The fact you're hearing this story on the radio is due to a microwave link between our Tallahassee studios and our transmitter in Jefferson County. And without microwaves, Dubroca says our super sophisticated cell phone networks would not exist.
We currently use a 4G network for wireless telephone and data. That's like in the low frequency microwave. So it's higher than radio frequency, but it's on the lower end of the microwave. And the 5G, which will be the next generation, which will come about 5 to 10 years, that companies are trying to put together to have more data. You can have more resolution on your screen, watch live videos. At the same time when you watch a video, maybe you can surf at the same time. I don't know why you would be able to multitask so much things at the same time.
But the capability will be there if you need to. However, because microwaves are invisible and mysterious to the average person, Dubroca says there is fear.
A lot of these fear that people have, I feel, come from they don't know. And so they look online, especially people spreading rumors. And even before the internet, there was rumors. The microwave came in the 40s, the microwave oven, and there was a lot of scare about, you know, what it does to the even to the food.
So Dubroca will be fighting fear and fantasies about microwaves with facts at the next Maglab Science Cafe.
We'll be covering historical account of microwave. And we'll be covering how does the scientific process happen? How does that translate into a technology? And how does that translate into an application that we eventually use?
Dubroca's talk, Popcorn, Radar, and Cell Phones, How Microwaves Rule the World, takes place at the Backwoods Bistro on East Tennessee Street Wednesday evening.
6:15 to 7:30. It's free to get in. Everybody's welcome. The level and the depth is going to be overwhelmingly for a general audience.
There's a cash bar with adult beverages if you're so inclined, and since there will be at least one microwave oven as part of the presentation, I suspect there will be at least some popcorn floating around. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.